Do I remember when I made the flag? Of course I do, my dear.
Throughout the years, talented performers came through the doors of the Turnabout Theater, and many stayed as members of the extended Turnabout family.
Here we have a photo of the Turnabout mainstays who were there for most of the Turnabout's existence. Starting on the left-hand side, we have Dorothy Newman, who was referred to as the fourth Turnabouter and who was their business partner, Harry Burnett, Frances Osborne, Elsa Lanchester, Foreman Brown, and Lottie Gosselaar. And you can see they're seated inside the Turnabout Theater on one of the flipping seats with the autograph wall behind them. And there was a large number of people who came in and out of theater as guest performers over the years. But this group of people we're looking at here were really the core and the beating heart of the Turnabout Theater.
Roddy Brandon is not pictured in this photo, as he often remained behind the scenes, working the box office and managing the troupe's business affairs. But actress Dorothy Newman, a longtime Turnabout associate, recalled that he was the one who called the shots.
I always say he was the glue or the mortar that held Foreman and Harry and me together. I've been asked many, many times what the relationship was amongst the three of them. It was unique, and I never really knew or bothered to ask, or I would turn those questions away. I'd say, I really don't know. Sure, they're gay. I think that a lot of the charm of the theater is due to the fact that they are gay. And several touches about the theater were very interesting, and I think came from their own sensitivity.